You see, there's two shame onanims. One shame onan is aninus belev, because it's a curve. And that, you see, is a din by karbonis. Okay? So therefore, the Rush holds that the main shame onan stems from that shame onan.
Okay.
And it stems from that shame onan. Yeah. Do you have a Gemara? The Gemara Moichtum. The Rush is operating with the principle that the aninus stems from there's only one shem aninus. That's why he says it can't be that the brothers in the city can be ochabas or shasiyai, because they're all on them. And if I'm not mistaken, there's a Rush somewhere else that says, and it's lo plug chachamim, that the chachamim considered them all as being chayiv and kvura. In other words, they read the since they're shaykh to be osek and kvura, like you mentioned, so they gave them all a din of being involved in kvura. And that's why, since the shame onan is the shame onan belev, okay, so that's why the Rush can't imagine that the achim should be ochel basav shasiyayin if they're onan them benageit the carbon, they have real shame onan. So how's it possible? Okay, so therefore he holds that it's one shame onan. It's one shame onan. And it's true that it's mutla lov lakovro for the one that's the yoresh, but it doesn't exclude the other ones from being mishtatef in the kvura. And the chachamim gave them all a din. They gave them all a din of being involved in kvura. Yeah, I wish I could find that. So the tour is in Shin Mem Aleph. He brings more, in a more wordy way, the statement of his father, of the Rush, that the Rush, however, Ben Tam's reasoning was Tam Klusha and Chalusha. And then he says a strange thing. He says that the Chachamim gave the brothers, a din of Oskin Bekfura, right? What did he say?
Yeah.
The Chulon, just read it.
He says,
Loplo.
Elevade lo polygarbanon, elekolham is avlam is onanim, the kulam kruyam mutalav lekovro.
Okay. So he's learning like this, that mutalav lekovro is itself a factor that makes the person, that brings it out, the person's aninus belev. So what he means, that lo plug, he means the chachamim didn't differentiate between a person that could be mishtatev in the kvura, or a person that has an absolute, the final responsibility falls on his shoulders. But since they're all could be involved in kvura, they gave them all a din of an onam, because they all have the reality of kvura. But his aninus is aninus belev. And that's why he says it will be impossible to have the achei hames be osek and shias basav yayin. Shias yayin chilas basav. Okay? Because that's the aninus. That's the shame onan. And the shame onan is really this one shame onan which you see it's expressed in the derisa by Karbanos, and by Karbanos, and that's the real aninus belief, and aninus all belief. So the kvura, it's true, adds a dimension to the belief, because it's mutal of the kvura. But the Rosh says the other one, since they're shayach to be kovar, if the first one doesn't do it, the second one, the third one, whatever. So they gave him all the din of mutal of the kvura. And they all had that sensitivity because they could be chayav and kvura. And it's true that right now there's a kedima for the yoresh, but they could also be involved if the kedima doesn't work out. So therefore, the Rosh holds that the Chacham gave that all one din of onon. They weren't machalik. They didn't say this one's lighter, this one's stronger. They weren't machalik. Okay. So that's the Rosh Hashita. That's why the Rosh Hashita would be totally absurd to say that the Achei HaMeis can have a party. Okay. But Rabbeinu Tam had a different idea.
It's the Ir Acheres according to the Rosh.
Oh, no shows. One sec. And apparently Ir Acheres also.
He says that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
How they can't do the... They can't do the kvura.
No, it could be a echi timtzav kvura. Like, let's say there's nobody else around, you'd have to come from your achir or fall on the shoulders. He's a bar hochi for the kvura to fall on the shoulders, even though practically it's not going to.
Uh-huh. You mean okay. It still has to be possible, though?
Still has to be possible, yeah.
It still has a responsibility, even
yeah,
though it's not there. Pressure.
That's right.
Just a way. So not
well, that's right. Same it has a responsibility, that's right. That's the Rosh. But the Rabbeinu Tam held, apparently, that there's two different dinim of onon. One onon is an onon b'negeya tekachim, and that has nothing to do with kvura. That's simply the aninus b'leiv. And then there's another onon that's putim in a mitzvah, which has nothing to do with the shem onon of Karbanos, because he's an onon b'leiv. It's simply a practical thing that because the chi of kvura is mutl on him, he shouldn't get drawn away with achilas basar siayin and be misatzel. It's a separate, completely separate takana. It has nothing to do with the shem onon. That's why Rabbeinu Tam says that he wasn't chayiv. Because there's no chance for him to do it, so there's no reason not to. Basava Yayin, according to Rabbeinu Tam, was for one reason. The Chacham made a takana that the guy should not get into a party mode, because then he'll be misatzel with the mace. It has nothing to do with the Gabba being on. See, there's a big mistake.
It's not so sir, that shame on unbelief that you're just engaging in Basava Yayin?
What's that?
When you're drinking, when you're having basar v'yayin, that's not so sir the shame on unbelief.
No, it's not. And I'm very glad that we read the Rabbeinu Yonah, because there the Rabbeinu Yonah brings out the reasoning of Rabbeinu Tam. You see, I mean, that's the whole thing. Divrei Torah Ashir Makom Achad V'Amim Makom Achad. So he says. So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? He says, "Ulufikachasulo sheyoresh dahino abal sheyoresh asa v'chayev bekvurasa ulufikach asulo kadesh lo yisatzel beiskei ha hespedo ukvurasa the shema yimsho chachar ha'achila." Okay, v'afilus kolamakanos chayev. Okay, so therefore they didn't want him to delete any of the features of the kvura, the mekananos, what do you call it? What else do they have there?
Hesped and kvura.
Yeah, the whole mitzvah of kvura, with all its ramifications. So Rabbeinu Tam did not hold that eating basar v'yayin is asur because that's an achilah shel simcha.
You saying the Rosh did though?
Yeah.
The rush is holding, I mean, it's totally different reason for Basar V'yayin.
Totally two different reasons. The rush holds is totally in the shame onan. That since he's an onan, how can he be sameach with Basar V'yayin? So it's an iser. It's an iser because of simcha. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it has nothing to do with it. It's simply a question of Shema Yimashech. A riot to Rabbeinu Tam is that Basar V'simcha is mut by a novel. But I mean not bus with silver, bus with yayin, sorry. Bus with yayin is mutter by an oval. So you see, even though he's misabel, the Rambam paskins that it's mutter, but he says he has to minimize it. But
ten
the
cups.
What?
10 cups, right?
Yeah, I forget. But the Rabbeinu Tam held that there's no gzera like that. That you can't have bus with yayin because you're not allowed to have a party. But the Rush learns that's the Isser. The Isser Shias Yain Achilas Basar is an Isser Simcha. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not an Isser Simcha. It's an Isser Shema Yimashech. Sepik Zera. To ensure proper Kvura for the mace. Okay, so it comes out that it's really, they're really Rechokim Zemizeh. These ideas.
So what's he have to say?
So that's why the Rush said it's a svara dechuk and grua, whatever.
Why does he have to say it's their karoi mutal hakovra? When it just has nothing to do with mutal hakovra.
Yeah, because he holds that the mutal hakovra is part of the reality of the misa. That he has to be involved in burial makes it manifest that he's that the person is dead.
And that belief is
the and that adds to the that adds to the belief.
But in the era Harris, you're saying they still have that chiyuv?
Yes.
So what is the
low plug?
What's the low plug going on?
On all the other one.
So that would be.
If you didn't say low plug, who would it only be on? Like, would it be like Rabbeinu Tam?
Would that would be the same thing by
Rishon? Low plug means that it doesn't matter whether they are involved or not involved. It's still low plug because Kvura is shayach to them.
If you didn't say low plug, it would only be those people in the city?
No, if you didn't say low plug, then you'd only say the one that does the Kvura.
The one is actually going to do the Kvura.
Yeah.
The Yorush.
This only includes
Basar V'yayin,
where they're like...
I mean, the Lopulug Lashon is a little funny, but that's what he's saying. Apparently it's Takanas Achanim. It's not a Deraisa. So they made a din of Lopulug.
What about in the Deraisa of Karbanos?
Midaraisa of Karbanos, what about it?
Would he say, is that a Lopulug, or is that Deraisa applied to all the Krov equally?
That's nothing to do with Kvur.
Oh,
that's
so
Yom Shemes.
But that's the
belave
of Aninas.
That's the belave of Aninas Midaraisa. But Midarabanan, they added Kvur.
You mean they added Basar V'yayin?
Basar V'yayin,
and
they tied it into Kvura. So they.
But they're tying it to the Kvura and then low plugging it and basically applying it to everybody?
Everybody.
What's the point of tying it to Kvura? Just say go with the Deraisa and just say it's Tali and who's an Onin and Minadara.
No, because they held that the Kvura, they held the Kvura is a dimension to the Aninus. Why did they add in the Kvura? Whatever reason. But the thing is, they said low plug. Because each one could be shayach to Kvura. So it's true. The only thing that the Rabbanan said was that if he's mufka from Kvura, that then he's not an onan, like when it's under the control of the Memshola. Okay? So there the Rush agrees. So somehow or other, the Rush holds that you have to be Shaykh B'Kvura, in order to have the full Shem Onan. And if you're mufka from Kvura, then you mutter a bus of a yayin. So the din bus of a yayin is totally in the shame onon that emerges from two things, from the aninus b'leiv midaraisa, and plus the kvura, which enhances the aninus b'leiv. So therefore, if you're not shaykh in kvura, so therefore you're mutter bus of a yayin. The
right.
Bas of Yayin is not because of the Aninus Deraisa, but it's so, the Aninus Belev is tied in to the feet. It's all one shame on him. It's all the Chiyuv Kvura. It's all one shame on him. That's the way the Rosh learns. Okay? But Rabbein Atam learns completely differently. It's just Shem Yimashach. But there's no issue. That's why Rabbein Atam. Like I said before, by Avelis, that there's no Issa, Chilas Basar, Shias Yayin.
So what is the Shem Onan Belev according to him?
According to?
Rabbi Natan?
That's Karban. Separate Lacha by Karbanis.
Mm-hmm. According to the Rosh, I understand, it seems like you have two Sfaras, each is sufficient to answer the problem.